Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care, and I get that fever feeling when in Sheffield, live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Come make I tell you about this one, I lead the way. I'm ticking in the wrong time.
I keep on moving pon the double, I would really tell ya.
Am I in danger just to say yes? Oh yeah, oh yeah. A walking silence on the train. It's getting critical.
Have you seen them?
Golly, tell it to them. It's getting critical. I keep on moving on the double, I would give it to you. Am I walking on the wrong side? Am I walking on the wrong side?
I keep on walking on the right side.
Am I walking on the wrong side?
Mingi wo mala mina wo
samaloni kiyadi
mingi wo
le kone kauma
Bana pensi melodia
Nuna sama lola kankan kauma
Bana pensi melodia
Nuna sama lola bila kauma
Bana pensi melodia
Nuna sama lola poke kauma
Bana pensi melodia
Anu te ya sararo beyi na ho
Bana pensi melodia
Lana ya sararo beyi na ho
Bana pensi melodia
Meni kamben hankini maya
My obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, he's mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sandhills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub and the old ruined church, then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed and had lots of fun. And when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk. And as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze. And Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, They only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim, he stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
मजबूर सा सजना की कर दे मेरा सच्चा से प्यार तेरे झूठे से करार मेरा सच्चा से प्यार तेरे झूठे से करार तेनु गैर खोके लागे सच्चा सी प्यार तेरे झूठे सी करार
Siempre te adoraré. Yo con tus besos y tus caricias, mi sufrimiento acallaré. Quiéreme mucho, dulce amor mío, que amante siempre te adoraré. Yo con tus besos y tú caricias, mi sufrimiento acallaré. Cuando se quiere de separado vivir.
دبيك تكون رواية حكي لي على ناس زمان حكي لي على ألف ليلة وليلة ولا لونجة بنت الغولة ولا ولد السلطان حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية احكي وانسى باللي احنا كبار في بالك اللي رانا صغار ونمنو كل حكاية احكي لنا عالجنة احكي لنا النار ولا الطير اللي عمره ما طار فهمنا معنى الدنيا حاجي ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية حكي يا راوي كي ما حكى ولك ما جيت ما تنقص من عندك كالي شفا ولا بلاك حكي ونسينا مهاد زمان خلينا في كان يا ما كان في كان يا ما كان حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
My name is Vic Williams, I was a soldier to the Queen. I joined up to defend me country in me teens. Not to do whatever they tell you to, wherever they draw the line, for the ruling class in Ulster or the capital on the Rhine. Not for me, 1, 2, 3, 4. Not for me, not anymore. They tell you it's a good career, they tell you it's a laugh, they tell you that a pint of beer is cheaper here by half. But not so cheap as soldiers' lives, you find that out too late, when it's off you go for Texaco, gung-ho in Kuwait. Not for me, 1, 2, 3, 4, not for me, not anymore. They sent me down the PX to get some desert kit, cos ours was in the desert, with Iraqis wearing it. You couldn't here give peace a chance for bishops giving thanks, and most of the Brits that never came back got blown to bits by Yanks. Not for me, 1, 2, 3, 4, not for me, not anymore. They charged you with desertion, but I never ran away. The officers gave me orders that me conscience couldn't obey, so I stood up, spoke out, and when the war was done, I went back to Woolwich Barracks, cos I wouldn't live on the run. Not for me, 1, 2, 3, 4, not for me, not anymore. My name it is Vic Williams, I was a soldier to the Queen, but I didn't know the half of it when I was in me teens. The enemy ain't the other side, wherever they draw the line, the enemy is the ruling class who draw the bloody line. Not for me, 1, 2, 3, 4, not for me, not anymore. The enemy ain't the enemy is the ruling class who draw the bloody line. Not for me, one, two, three, four, not for me, not anymore. Not for me, one, two, three, four, not for me, not anymore.
Tramp than a pious priest. I spent my life trying to learn the dance, now I just want release. I am a weary traveler who's been knocking on your door. Oh, guardian angel of my dreams, what do you still want more? I'm just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you, just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. I have taken lovers and I've been cast aside, set adrift to find my way by the stars and morning tide. I am a salty sea dog who has washed up on your shore. Oh, guardian angel of my dreams, please let me through your door. Just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you, just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. Sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. Just a little crazy. Sometimes a little blue. Sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. Just a little crazy. You know. Sometimes a little blue. Sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. Sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you.
Jesus. Miren tú.